secret, to know it can make you whole. It's not just a game of notes, it's the sounds inside your soul. The magic of a melody runs through you like a stream. The notes that play flow through your head like a dream. I sing this song for the common man and for the people in despair. I bring my song into the world and I sing it everywhere. The simple truth lies waiting here for everyone to share. So hold on, and I will take you there. We'll be right back.
That's Triumph, Hold On, and that little guitar intro just before it is called Fantasy Serenade, and that's from their 1979 album Just a Game. This is episode 57 of the Radio Bypass Podcast. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and today we are looking back on an iconic radio station here in Chicago. I know not everyone listening to this podcast lived in Chicago or lives in Chicago, so you might not be familiar with The Loop. But for those of us that grew up here, The Loop was an iconic radio station for sure, especially from the late 1970s through the 1980s. But in particular, from like 77 to about 84, they were really on fire, putting out a lot of great music and turning you on to new bands in the days when you didn't have the internet and all these different ways to find out about new music and new bands. The Loop was a huge help with that, and they turned me personally on to many, many bands that I may not have become familiar with. I might have, but I might not have had it not been for The Loop. So when it signed off this past week, it was kind of a sad moment. Even though The Loop hasn't been quite what The Loop was back in those days, it still was playing harder rock and music for the most part. And just The Loop was just always there for a whole bunch of us that grew up with it. And you just, you know, you thought of bands like AC/DC or Van Halen or Y&T, and you kind of thought about The Loop. So it was kind of sad that as of midnight, Friday night / Saturday morning, The Loop completely changed formats. It got sold. It's now a completely different thing, nothing at all like it was. And it was kind of sad to see it go. And there was a lot of great talent on that station over the years as well. DJs that were different in their time, and they were unique. There was guys like Steve Dahl and Mitch Michaels and Sky Daniels and even Matt Bisbee, who did a lot of their commercials and stuff. They were just a very creative bunch of guys at that period, and it was all about the music. And then later on, they still were very good. They still had talented people doing more of a comedic type of approach with DJs like Jonathan Brandmeier. Danny Bonaducci, even from the Partridge Family, was pretty funny. Kevin Matthews. So The Loop was a big part of Chicago radio and was a very successful radio station for a very long time. But unfortunately, in 2018, many radio stations are hurting, not getting the kind of revenues they used to get, and they're not getting the listenership they used to get. And part of that, like I'm always upset with the formats of radio stations today, that nobody's giving new music a chance on the radio nowadays. So that's my problem with it. But the truth is, we're very diluted now. You've got things like this podcast, you've got Spotify, you've got Pandora, you've got all these different ways to consume music. And cars have kind of caught up too. For the longest time, you had a cassette deck or a CD player and the radio in your car, and those were the ways you listened to music. Well, now you've got Apple Play and all these different ways you can stream your device and listen to music a lot of different ways now. So radio is definitely changing, and listenership is definitely down. So unfortunately, that leads to the demise of something as great as The Loop once was. So today we're doing a Loop salute, playing you a lot of bands today that I first learned about from listening to The Loop. And hearing the song on the radio and liking it made me go buy the record, and then hearing the record made me go back and discover other records the bands might have done that I wasn't familiar with at that point. And it was just kind of a fun period. It was great discovering so much new music. So anyway, today that's what we're doing. We're saluting The Loop, WLUP 97.9 FM, and playing a lot of bands that they turned me on to. So next up is another Loop band, and this band I was going to play even before I found out about The Loop, because one of their members passed away last week. But this is a band that, again, The Loop is the first place I heard them and liked them and went and bought their records as a result of that. And the band I'm talking about is Shooting Star. They're out of Kansas City, and their one constant member that was there from beginning to end was a man named Van McLean. He was their lead guitar player, and he sang lead vocals on some songs as well. He passed away last week at the age of 62 as a result of the West Nile virus that he actually picked up in 2015, but never recovered from it and passed away last week. So this is Shooting Star from their first album back in 1979 and the first Shooting Star I ever heard on the loop. This is a tune called Last Chance.
When the stranger came to town, all the people watched with wonder, and the tattered clothes gathered round and raised their eyes up from the dirt. And the stranger said to them, I have been upon the mountain, I have witnessed forces like cannons that can ram you to the ground.
On your feet, your life is short as hell. You could be dead tomorrow. Today may be your last chance to believe in yourself. Your last chance to yell. Your last chance.
Look across the country, all the people with their dreams dead in their hearts.
Stand up on your feet, 'cause your life is short as hell. You could be dead tomorrow. Today may be your last chance.
Chance to yell.
Star, Last Chance. That's from their debut record that was just called Shooting Star. And I heard that for the first time on the loop, just like the Triumph song I played before it. And in both cases, I heard those on the morning show first. Steve Dahl turned me on to both of those songs. I'm Ralph Rasmussen, and we are looking back on bands and musicians that I first learned about on WLUP in Chicago, also known as The Loop FM 98, although they were at 97.9 to be exact on the radio dial. That radio station just went dark for us rockers as of midnight Saturday morning. But we're looking back on some of the bands that I heard for the very first time on The Loop way back when. And this next band, this was kind of strange. I actually saw them in concert first and then heard them on The Loop. I don't know why I missed them on the radio first. If they were getting radio play up before I saw them, I'm not sure. But they had opened up for Black Sabbath, and I had been at that concert, and the opening band was a brand new band with a brand new record out. And then once I saw them, I started noticing it on The Loop all the time. And first time I heard it on the radio after seeing them in concert, I was like, wow, because it sounded even better on the radio. Because back in those days, the concert venue that Sabbath played at was the amphitheater, and the sound quality was not very good in that place. It was just too echoey. So I couldn't really fully appreciate how good the band I saw that night was until I heard this come blasting out on the radio. I'm talking about Van Halen, going back to their first record, and the first song I heard from them on the radio, on The Loop, this is Running With The Devil.
Yeah.
with the Devil, Van Halen, from their debut album. First heard for me on the Loop radio station. And listening to that reminds me of just how different radio is. Like I always say, that was a brand new band, no proven track record yet. People were just learning about Van Halen, but yet there was a major city radio station giving it a spin, even though it hadn't been a huge selling record yet. And that is what I wish radio still did today, give brand new bands a chance to be heard. And that's one of my complaints with radio today, and that's why I do this podcast. But The Loop, back then, did very much that. They played everything new that you hadn't heard of and turned you on to a lot of stuff. So that's one of the reasons I'm sad to see The Loop disappear from the airwaves, but it's the way of the world today. All right, as we continue our Loop salute, here's another band that I first learned about from WLUP. This is Y&T. This tune's called I Believe in You.
You came to me with your love to share. Show me always that, oh baby, you'd be right there. Well, the love we shared and the times we had were like a dream, baby. They were never bad.
Seems to shine, but I tell you, yes, I believe in you.
I Believe in You. That's Y&T going back to 1981 and their Earthshaker release. And that's a song they still to this day do live from that record. But I first got turned onto it on The Loop. So great tune there. Another thing that made The Loop radio station cool back in the day was breaking new bands, national bands, but they also supported Chicago rockers. And they even put out an album called Chicago Rocks. And they did a big event at the International Amphitheater called Loop Fest, where they had a lot of Chicago bands play. And not only did they have the bands perform live at this event, but they actually did play material from them on the radio. So I'm going to feature a couple of Chicago bands here back to back that The Loop used to give support to, and again, made me familiar with these bands' existence. And the bands I'm talking about are The Boys and Off Broadway. So check this out as we continue our Loop salute and how they once saluted Chicago rockers.
Do it!
A good beat. That's Chicago Rockers off Broadway with Full Moon Turned My Head Around, and Chicago Rockers The Boys just before that with Too Wild to Tame. Two of several Chicago area bands that the Loop radio station supported. And back in 1980, they had a big festival called Loop Fest at the International Amphitheater and gave those two bands, plus many more from Chicago, a chance to perform live in front of a large, large audience. All right, well, this has been episode 57 of the Radio Bypass Podcast, where we are saluting a former Chicago radio station, The Loop, WLUP, today, and playing some bands that I first learned about because of The Loop and hearing them on The Loop, making me fall in love with these bands. And there were so many, I don't have enough time to play them all, but there were so many bands that I learned about for the first time on The Loop. The ones you've heard today, and plus more, AC/DC, UFO, Michael Schenker, when he left UFO and did his solo records, the first MSG record, which was awesome. I'll never forget first time I heard Armed and Ready on the radio, and that was on that station. Frank Marino, Ted Nugent, Gary Moore, even Thin Lizzy, even though I had heard one song and one song only on another radio station before hearing them on The Loop turned me on to more of their catalog. Iron Maiden. That was the first time I heard Iron Maiden was on The Loop. So, and there's many, many more. Pat Travers, and a guitar player that I ended up falling in love with, too, Pat Travers, after hearing one song on The Loop and then going back and checking out his catalog. I was like, wow, this guy can play. So The Loop turned me on to a lot of great music in the day. We're sorry to see it go, but I am definitely running into overtime here. There's just not enough time to play all these bands. So anyway, I hope you have enjoyed our look back on The Loop today, and I hope you all have a great week coming up. I'll be back here next Sunday with more new rock and roll. But for today, we're going to close things out saying goodbye to The Loop with their later period. Everything I just played for you was stuff they did when they were very much music focused. And then, like I said, in the 80s, they kind of turned things around a little bit and became quite a funny radio station, hiring a lot of comedic inspired DJs. They still played some great music in between, but they had long blocks of comedic type sets. And their morning man that they brought in right around 1984, I think it was, maybe a little earlier, was Jonathan Brandmeier. And he was a pretty funny guy from Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, although I think he had been working on a radio station in Arizona prior to coming to The Loop. But he had a pretty good run at The Loop and some big ratings doing morning drive. And Johnny used to always comb the newspaper for odd news stories. And sometimes he'd write a song concerning something he read about in the paper, some weird thing that happened in Chicago. But this song I'm going to leave you with from Jonathan Brandmeier, just to give you a taste of what the comedic side of things were, was in the 80s when we were first learning about AIDS. And nobody was really sure exactly how this disease was being contracted and stuff. That was a very serious issue. But of course, Jonathan Brandmeier, as he did, had to take something serious and try to make it a little bit funny and make it a little easier to deal with. So this song is way out of character for what this podcast is normally about. But since we salute The Loop and say goodbye to WLUP, I thought it only appropriate we include something from Jonathan Brandmeier. So again, thanks for listening. Have a great week. I'll talk to you next Sunday. Goodbye, Loop. We loved you growing up here in Chicago. And Loop Morning DJ in the 80s, Jonathan Brandmeier, I'm leaving you with a song called Making Love in the 80s.
Can I kiss you goodnight when I can't touch your lips? How can I hold you?